Thank you so much. This week, we are spinning up our turntables and putting on our classic collection of interviews with musicians. Next up, a founding member of the great New Orleans funk band, The Meters, George Porter Jr. We were honored to have him join us along with panelists Roy Blunt Jr., Mo Rocca, and Amy Dickinson when we visited his hometown of New Orleans, Louisiana.
We began by asking him what it was like to grow up surrounded by music in New Orleans.
So, you grew up here in New Orleans. Yes?
Yes.
My understanding is that the children in New Orleans are given musical instruments before they can walk. Is that more or less true?
Didn't happen in my house.
No, no. But you started pretty young.
I was 8, yes.
You were 8 years old, and what happened? Did you?
Well, it was my mom sang in the Catholic school choir, so, you know, there was only an organ in there, you know, and I wanted to play something that I could carry around. I think she gave us both myself and my brother violins when we were
violins.
Yeah, I don't know. I ain't figured that out yet.
Yeah,
but that didn't work. And it was a few years later that I asked for a guitar. And
what if you can't play an instrument? Like, are you like an outcast in New Orleans?
Not at all.
That's what
not
Houston is for, isn't it?
Yeah. No. I was just there. No. The ones that don't play instruments usually become managers.
Yeah. Tell me about The Meters, because you guys are known as one of the seminal funk bands, and you guys kind of invented that. So if you could, for the record, tell me, what is funk?
I haven't figured that out. You know, one of the things that I've been trying to get away from forever is the labels that they stick on us as players. You know, because I play jazz, I play, I play R&B, I play... I can play country. I haven't played it yet, but you know.
Wait a minute. You've never played it, but if forced to, you could.
That's Houston is for.
I understand.
I'm kind of, I like the idea of being just a musician, and trying to live outside of the labels.
Right.
Know.
Sure. Where'd
the name The Meters come from?
We 5 of us stuck names in a hat.
Oh yeah.
And it was 4 of us, the 4 musicians, and Alan Toussaint. And the manager pulled out a name. We never saw it, but
he said it was the Meters.
It's The Meters.
But we have to know, what were some of the other names?
Well, the name I put in was The Metrics.
The Metrics.
Uh-huh.
Could your manager read? Is that...
because the idea was we were supposed to pick out names that had to do with meter.
Mm. Oh, I see.
Or timing. So, and that's what.
Was this when the metric system was really hot?
No, we hadn't gotten that far.
Let me ask you one last question, which is we're not from around here, and we always love your music and New Orleans music, but the language barrier sometimes gets in the way. So, I wanted to ask you about some of your songs. You can tell us what they mean. Hey, Pocky Away.
No.
Is that right?
Hey, Pocky Way. Hey, Pocky Way.
Is that Creole? What is that?
I don't know. I was told. I was told by one of the younger Neville brothers, who Uncle Jolly, Big Chief Jolly of the Wild Chapultepec, told him.
English.
I told him that meant, if you don't want to play, get out the way.
Wow. Hey, Pocky. Hey, no. Pocky.
Hey, Pocky. Hey, Pocky. Hey,
it's Creole for hokey pokey.
Right.
Look a pie pie?
That don't have a damn look. I don't know what that was. There, you know. Okay, I guess I should say that there were a few songs that when we were recording, management was... put us in the studio, the tracks would be meter 1, meter 2, all the way to 10 or 12 or whatever, and then we'd get sent on the road, and the album would come out, and those were some of the names.
Really? You had no idea.
What is it again?
Look a Pie Pie.
Good song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would listen to that and just think about this magical, amazing world of mystery about which I knew nothing. Mm-hmm. And little did I know, you were feeling the same thing.
Yep, there you go. There you go.
Well, George Porter, we are delighted to have you with us. We've asked you here to play a game that this time we're going to call...
The Funky Meters. How about the Parking Meters?
It's a natural thing. The question to be determined today, what does a meter know about meters? We're going to ask you three questions about parking meters. Get two right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl's voice in their home answering machine. Carl, who is musician George Porter playing for?
George is playing for Rose Krupka of Metairie, Louisiana.
There you are. He's from round here. First question, the beach town of Surfers Paradise, Australia, enraged laid-back residents when they introduced parking meters back in the 60s. The town decided to mend fences with the surfers by doing what? Was it A, staging an annual Bash the Meter party where people could smash old parking meters with hammers? B, they introduced the meter maids, scantily clad ladies who put change in meters about to expire. Or C, they announced meters would be deactivated when, quote, the surfing was too good to leave.
Oh, gosh, that's fun.
I'm going to go with B.
You're going to go with B, the meter maid.
Meter maid.
Girls?
Yeah.
You're right. Always a wise choice. Always go with a beautiful girl. The meter maids of Surfers Paradise, Australia are a famous attraction there. They wander about in gold lame bikinis, slipping coins into slots. Next question. Not everybody hates parking meters. One person found a unique way to show their love for the devices. Was it A, an Idaho man who created a private parking meter museum, which was declared illegal because he didn't have enough parking? B, an Oklahoma woman who had one installed on her gravestone set on time expired? Or C, a businessman in Massachusetts installed a parking meter in his office. You want to take up his time, you have to put a coin in.
That's boring, that last one.
I'm sorry, Mo, you do know we can hear those thoughts. I just wanted you to be, you're actually speaking them aloud. Do you know that?
If it's C, that's going to be a really big letdown. Because that's just not as
interesting. All right, well, there's Mo. That's what Mo thinks. But George, what do you think? Was it the parking meter museum?
I thought it was C.
Well, Mo's subconscious leapt out of his mouth to dissuade you. Are you still
No, no, no. I really do. I think it's C.
You think it's C? It'll be a letdown if it is.
I know.
Don't do it.
I'm going for C.
It wasn't C. It was B. It was the gravestone. Barbara Sue Meniere's headstone is pretty typical, except it's got an authentic parking meter installed on it with the meter set to time expired. All right. This is exciting. You've got one right with one to go. You get this last one right, you'll win it all. Here we go. Last question. Matt Bonds of Eugene, Oregon was arrested in a parking meter-related incident. He went to jail. What did he do that got him in trouble with the law? A, instead of a quarter, he inserted Necco wafers into them. B, he walked around downtown putting change into strangers' meters, saving them parking tickets. Or C, he stole 674 of them.
What state was this?
This was in Eugene, Oregon.
Oh,
no, no. Oh.
B.
Are you going to go for B? He put quarters in people's meters?
Yes.
You're right! He did it!
Way to go, Rose.
What happened was Mr. Bonds got mad at a parking meter attendant, and to have his vengeance, he walked around and shoveled change in dozens of meters. He was arrested and charged with, quote, harassment and obstruction of governmental administration, unquote. Carl, how did George Porter do in our quiz?
All I can say is congratulations, George. You had two correct answers. You win for Rose Kupka.
Well done. Well done.
Ooh.
George Porter Jr. is the bassist for the legendary New Orleans band The Meters. He's also part of the running partners. George Porter Jr., thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
What a pleasure.